I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
WEEI Afternoons broadcasting today live from our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales Event. Red Sox send Fitzy's favorite pitcher, Walker Buehler.
That's right.
To the mound. Looking to win when he goes to the mound because of late... It has not been great when he goes to the mound.
Well, he's been falling guilty. He's been falling victim to the first inning syndrome. Just getting absolutely shellacked early on, giving the team no chance to win, or at least putting them behind the proverbial eight ball baseball. I mean, you don't go to the Bronx, give up a quick five spot in the first and say, all right, guys, go get him. I put you in the best spot to win. That ain't going to work.
We're working with an 8-10 ERA for Walker Buehler this season in the first inning, and then maybe the perfect microcosm of what's wrong with the Red Sox, 0.90 in the second inning. So it really is that start to the game, and then he settles in right after.
How the hell? Okay. How can you not find someone to get you in the right mindset for the start of the game?
You want to slap him? Like that guy on the Jags used to do, the strength coach used to hit John Henderson, slap him before he took the field?
I didn't know that, and B, I'm not sure if that's legal, unless, of course, he signs a consent form.
That's assault, brother.
Maybe Walker Buehler's the type of guy that would be into that.
I don't want to judge him, but based on his recent performances, why not try it?
He may actually deserve one.
I'm looking at his baseball reference page. This is sort of Dan Ball's world when I deviate a little bit from the runs, earn runs, hit.
You pause just enough to where your brain, I think, thought being like, this is where the nerds live, but okay.
So if you go to the far right part of the stat line,
things that
I have no idea what they mean, but I can't think it's good that he had a negative 6.022 RE24 stat in his last start.
There's no chance that...
Because in his other starts where he was actually decent...
Negative 6.0
RE24? Bad, way bad.
RE24 sounds like an experimental drug.
He had a negative 0.391 WPA as well, which is significantly worse than a lot of his others. He was bad. He's been bad. How are you feeling about him?
I'm not feeling incredibly confident.
You loved him
confident.
Coming into the year.
I still do. I haven't broken up with him. Whitlock and I broke up. Slayton.
Seven runs?
I had to block
two innings?
I had to block Slayton on my phone. Everything. Yeah.
So
terrible.
if Walker
Buehler and I, we're still okay.
5-1 ERA.
What are you doing, guy?
We talked about it earlier. Bayo, Dobbins, Giolito, they're trending in the right direction. We're getting better outings, longer outings, going deeper in games. And do we feel like that trend can continue tonight with Walker Buehler? And can we, if it does continue... Do we credit Roman Anthony for it?
Always.
You have to.
Anthony family. The next royal family of Boston.
You're correct. They are already the royal family.
I know we're mocking it, but there was a close-up in the dugout last night of somebody rubbing their bat on Trevor Story because he's been so hot of late and they wanted to get some of that heat.
Why wouldn't
so
you?
It's not like it's stupid to say Roman Anthony could take credit for Walker Buehler, a veteran World Series winning pitcher, having a bounce back performance. But this is baseball. They're all nuts. They all think weird things. They change their shorts, their underwear, their stirrups, you know, to try to change things. So it's not crazy to think.
Last two starts, by the way, May 31st at the Braves. Five and two-thirds for Walker, 10 hits, 5 runs, including that awful sequence where he threw a breaking ball. It was hit 900 feet, and he said, you know what? That was a foul ball. Why don't I give him a little bit better of a pitch to hit 450 feet? And then, of course, throws that first pitch fastball to Acuna, which just gets absolutely smashed. That was, I think that outing was almost worse, even though he went 2 and gave up 7 runs, 5 earned against the Yankees. He's ice cold right now.
He's not good.
As not very
But good. Other guys, I mean, we can be honest now. I was honest yesterday.
Finally?
I had no faith in Giolito last night. And
went out there
and pitched really well. So, you know, you can have no
because
faith in Walker
Saint
Buehler.
Anthony.
Right. Saint Anthony is here. The Anthony band is here. They're apparently been on the field, according to Ted Johnson, watching batting practice.
You know who was out there?
I think it's a little weird. Why they watching
batting
practice?
Well, because they were doing media, because there's obviously a crush on them. And guess who was interviewing them?
Rob Bradford.
Yay, baseball.
All right. It's not boring.
You know who they need as their PR guy?
Ooh.
Who's that?
Rafi Devers.
Huh.
No. Because they can jump the shark. Your three-point stance that they're the next great American
Could
Boston
be.
Sports family.
Yep.
Love
yep.
them. That's a fine line to walk because you can mm-hmm. jump a shark and all of a sudden people are like, why am I seeing so much of you? Why
They're
are you
everywhere?
On the field? Why are there interviews?
How many right now? How
is
many
his sister going to be an influencer? Is she going to
probably already
this
is.
Into Instagram?
What's the sister's
100%.
Name? Stanley, what do you know what the sister's name is? You've been stalking her online all day.
Leah.
I love
knew you I knew it. I mean, maybe. I don't know. I took a random guess.
No. She's a lovely looking lady.
So are you crazy enough down the rabbit hole of stalking
yes.
her to know how many followers she increased from last night to today?
I mean, she may or may
one.
Not have gained 2,000 in a matter of a few hours.
Stiz.
Actually, I think now it's
Leah.
Up to 4.
Stiz, his sister's name is Leah.
Yes.
Yeah. L-I-A, Leah.
Yeah, Leah.
Are you guys fighting
over the pronunciation
of her name? Stop
with my Boston, please. All right. Well, my
real
Boston accent.
I'm not Boston. I'm not Bostonifying you. I'm saying
but
like,
yeah, she has gained over 4,000 Instagram followers since last
See?
Night.
See? I told you he'd know.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. But I do think they need to be careful because you can oversaturate the
Okay, so my question
exposure.
Is how many
I don't think she can.
Okay, first, you know what's going to happen? We're going to see her sometime soon. We'll see the family within the next 48 hours. On the Instagram of Stiz, what's the Italian restaurant where the guy, handsome gentleman, bald head, always poses with the hands folded behind his back? What's the most, like, not
Polcari's?
No, that's in Woburn. Oh, never mind.
Maggiano's?
I can finish Ted's thoughts. I can't finish yours. I can only
okay.
do so
anyway.
Much.
All right.
What was your point?
My point is I can already imagine all these Italian restaurants and places in town just thinking like, oh, we got to get the Anthony family in.
People are already comparing him to the whole Tommy Cutlets thing with the Giants. And
correct.
That whole... Now, remember, that also went south because he bag-jobbed an autograph signing or something.
No,
his
agent asked for too much money
yeah.
to go to a pizzeria. That
local
they wanted
guy,
like
Sean Stilato, could be listening.
They wanted 20 grand. You know, he's also Jonas Gray's agent.
Yeah.
Nobody cared.
No,
nope. That was me.
He thought he had a cash in there, and then well,
not table. What is that restaurant I'm thinking of?
Can I make a quick Walker Buehler
Aria,
point?
Please
Aria,
do, because I don't even care about
my
his point
bad.
Anymore.
Aria is a fabulous restaurant. I guarantee you, they'll be at Aria in the next 48 hours, and then there'll be other places reaching out like, "Hey, come to town, eat with the Anthony's eight, mangia bene at Dan Ball's Trattoria."
Seems offensive. Dan Ball, did you have a less offensive point?
Yes, if we were just quickly hitting on Walker Buehler before we move on. He kind of outwardly complained a couple of starts ago about how much data that the pitching staff looks through when
Andrew
it comes
Bailey.
To, yes. Essentially, it was calling him out without calling it out. He used a four-letter word that begins with an S when describing all the stuff that they look at. So I would wonder if they're going to allow him to use the fastball a little bit more. All that to say, he used it a season low 10% last time out against the Yankees, despite it being at its fastest.
Yes.
So I feel like he's the perfect example of just let the guy pitch the
just
way
let
that
him
he's,
pitch.
When he was dominant. I know that he's had 2 Tommy John surgeries and his arm is probably not what it used to be and all that, but he was still ramping it up to 96. He is a fastball first pitcher. You got to let guys use what they are best at. Use
yes.
what he's been accustomed to that he won awards and World Series with.
Right, he's never been the most dominant pitcher, but he's been highly accurate. That's his whole thing, is his command of the strike zone and his ability to work the edges of the plate. And he's got some plus level stuff. So if there are, here's one of our concerns that we have with Cora that we haven't addressed head on in one of these interviews yet.
Meow.
Is that, no, that's for you too, Puss. The big question is,
I don't have any issues with him. I love him.
Yeah, we all love the guy. That doesn't matter. But like, who's telling who? Who's not just letting these guys go pitch? Who's forcing a game plan on them? Is there a game plan being thrust upon them? Like, are they not allowed to exercise their free will?
Answered that with the Veritech bait.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Daily pregame stuff that they have a very strict sort of structured. Now, whether he believes in it or not, or he would prefer it to be a little bit different, would he prefer to trust some veterans? But his answer was basically, if they have good fastballs, we want them to throw fastballs. If they don't have good fastballs, we don't want them to be throwing a lot of fastballs. Remember that long answer after I asked him if they should be throwing more fastballs?
Yeah, yeah.
And he did the sigh, pause, lie kind of in front of Congress testimonial hearing thing.
Right. He audibly pled the fifth.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's logical. He got a little Breslowian in there where, you know, when Breslow was defending Driveline and he was like, what, you don't like guys to, you know, take good swings at good pitches, and then when there's two strikes, try to put the ball in play. You guys are opposed to the boogeyman in the room that is our hitting philosophy.
Missing the point, but yes.
Right, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, you're talking around what we're not talking about.
And that's Cora kind of went down that road with, well, if they have good fastballs, we want them to throw fastballs. But no, not really. Nobody really throws a lot of fastballs. And we talked about Giolito's start last night. He was throwing a better fastball on average.
Better fastball and better changeup, as a matter of fact.
Incrementally, you know, and maybe that's a process, and maybe that's him just getting
healthier. He was also like, he was in command. He was low in the zone last night. He wasn't leaving pitches up.
Sure, and that's always going to be location. Location, location, location. Real estate and pitching. Yep. It's the two places where that'll be always the answer. Let's actually go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Mike in Plymouth, what did you think of that Giolito start last night, Mike?
Hey, I thought it was. Hey, Andy, everybody. I thought the start was phenomenal. But here's the thing: we're talking about how great it was. I can't remember the two guys on the Rays. I'm blanking on the names. That sixth inning, those were absolute moonshots that sent Rafaela back to the deepest part of the ballpark. Yep. I think we're maybe talking about the start a little bit differently if that ball is about 20 feet to the right.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Absolutely. Yeah. I agree with you 100%, but that's also baseball.
And that's been his entire season. Remember his first start against Toronto? He was great, and then all of a sudden he gave it back-to-back home runs. We're going, oh, Giolito kind of got shelled in this start.
This is the age-old football coaches, it's never as good as you think it is or as bad as you think it is kind of mentality. I brought it up a little bit earlier with you guys. Mm. They struck out 13 times. If they lose, I'm bitching about a team that always strikes out 10-plus times because they're terrible, this, that. They didn't. They got the runs they needed. They played a pretty clean baseball game. They got the one clutch hit from Roman Anthony that they needed to win the game. So you kind of whistle past the graveyard of 13 strikeouts. And you do the same thing with pitchers all the time. All the time. Especially places like this at Fenway Park where there's opportunities for a ball to go 308 feet and be called a home run and go 417 feet and be called an out.
Right.
And there is some good fortune there and there's some luck there and that's the classic. It's baseball, Ray. It's a humbling game in those ways, and we are a scoreboard world. Like, we saw the scoreboard. The Red Sox won. Giolito got them, like, that wasn't out. It was, you know, the old if my aunt had balls kind of mentality.
Right, right. They gave up three hits, no extra base hits. They've won their last 13 games when they've done that. That's something that you can't repeat every single night. No,
right. But so is it fair to call this Red Sox team then front runners?
In what sense of the term?
They always seem to do better. Like when they have to come from behind, we end up with the 17 one-run losses. I don't know how many two-run losses they have. But it seems like when they get out of the first inning, get ahead early, more often than not, they're able to hold the lead. Like, I feel like...
Yeah, they've lost games early. No question. Wait,
that's what I feel like is happening to us. That's the first run.
Because there's been a bunch of these games where they've fought back. And it's like they give up seven, they cut it to 7-5. Now they give up another one, it's 8-5. Oh, they score one, it's 8-6. And like they can never quite get over that
right
hump to get back in the game. They've had a bunch of those games.
I think to your point, a lot of their mistakes seem to come from desperation. Where when you are trying to battle back, either it's the bullpen falls apart or you make an error that costs you a couple. That happened earlier in the race, in game one of the Rays series. Yeah. You kick the ball around a little bit. All of a sudden, a one-run game is a three-run game, and you're playing from further behind. And I still do believe that some of the things that we've criticized Alex Cora about so much this season have also come in desperation, where you're pinch hitting in spots where if you're leading, maybe you don't have to, or you're making pitching changes where you don't have to. So they've just been in so many desperate spots, it seems like that's where everything starts to unravel.
And they're not good enough to overcome the mistakes,
right?
Generally.
You don't have one guy with one swing of the bat that can fix it.
And that's why generally, like last night, I think part of that game was that it was basically a clean game. You played a relatively clean game, and I think they have to more often than not, at least to get the stank off them. If you can get a week, 10 days, 2 weeks, where you play clean baseball, and we're talking about there's no real black marks to the style of play right now, maybe that will flush that, and that'll just lead to more confidence and a little bit more momentum, because it is... The game of baseball is, again, back to the Rays. This team right here wasn't good a month ago, basically. And now they're really good. Like, that's how quickly it can change. And that's why I think Alex Cora is like, yeah, it's too early for stupid trade columns and trade deadline talk. And,
right.
Or idiots like us being like, just play them against lefties. They're young and it'll help you in 2026. He's like, well, it's 2025 and there's more than half a season left for us to dig ourselves out of this hole.
So in my estimation, they need, if they were to pick up anything right now, everyone always needs starting.
Mason Miller.
Cliche. I'm not even worried about the close. They need another right-handed bat.
I'm a little worried about the close.
They need another right-handed
bat. That's the one hiccup, Aroldis Chapman, that hasn't blown.
Don't keep waiting for a ticking time bomb that hasn't even been incited yet.
It's the way I live life. It is what it is. Murphy's
Law. Okay,
that's
the way you live.
Andy's Law.
Okay, fine. Feel free to take
it
from Murphy.
What can go wrong will go wrong.
Look at this show. I know. But like, just think about this. If you're not going to get Bregman back for another 5 weeks,
okay,
can you afford to only basically live off of like Ref Snyder and Narvaez as your right-handed bats? Like, you need another right-handed bat.
If what's happened for Trevor Story in June.
Oh, a Story too, right?
Can
that continue all the way to the All-Star break? Can he stay hot for another month?
Sure.
I mean.
Ish?
I'm happy you can play the optimistic side
on
this
one. I'm just
trying
to be optimistic.
Yeah.
He's
go ahead.
You were just flying it a second ago.
He's
now
an All-Star caliber shortstop who the manager just told us has his swagger back. He referenced something when we talked to Alex Cora earlier. If you missed it, check it out on the Odyssey app.
Mm-hmm.
He referenced something about just seeing him in the clubhouse. Like, he looks different right now. He's got a little bit of an aura, the word you used, Fitzy, for Anthony.
How do you go from, like, I can't hit the side of a barn with a plank to, you know, being able to hit a pea blindfolded? It's unreal.
It's baseball. And ask Christian Campbell, because he went from the good to the bad. Because that's a guy right now. The opposite end of swagger and aura, whatever that is Christian Campbell. Right?
You still want him to stay up and work through this?
I want it less by the minute. Even last night, he makes an athletic play to jump up in the air, and the ball still deflects off his glove. And it's like, this is going to sound terrible. So I don't know if everybody
perfect
saw that
preface.
Play.
Okay.
He jumped behind second base, reaches back. It kind of had a weird tail to it.
Yeah.
So it hits his glove. It falls out. He's such a good athlete. As he and the ball are slow motion falling to the ground, he reaches out a second time in an awkward bending motion to try to grab the ball. I was thinking, a tweaked back right here for a 10-day stint on the IL wouldn't be the worst thing for you, kid. Just grab it and jog off and just take a little break and walk away.
What did you guys think of Cora's answer to my question about Campbell possibly go? Yeah.
It was like,
It felt a little wishy-washy.
It's not written in a Sharpie somewhere that he's going to Worcester on this date for this long.
But Abreu is supposed to only be on the IL for 10 days.
Right.
Yeah.
He said back for the San Francisco series, I think, mm-hmm. is what he said.
And a quick side note. I think I have some news to report. Minor news.
Okay.
Just observational.
Not worth the sounder.
Everybody's been talking about Rafi Devers. He's not running out ground balls. There was a second to third that he was slow and like he doesn't look like he's running. There was a play, I believe it was in New York, where they tried to double him up on first. He dove back in and immediately grabbed his left groin and was like poking at it and stayed down on the ground for, felt like forever, but probably 30, 35, 40 seconds.
And that's why he can't play first base.
No, that's got nothing to do with first base. That's his attitude and his me first mentality. But I think he clearly pulled a groin or upper quad.
Then he's going in that bad of shape. He's in that bad of shape that he leaps back to first. And he's like, oh, my junk.
That doesn't mean he's in bad shape.
He's not in good
shape.
Is
Bregman in bad shape? He hurt his quad.
No.
You want to rip him?
Nope.
No. No.
No.
See, I turned that around on you. Shape. Somehow I had to defend Rafi there. Never saw that coming.
There's a photo of him from the previous homestand, too, of him kind of laying on the ground by second base, grabbing that same area.
It's also
area.
Not the first time as well.
Rafi's not in good shape.
He's not in good shape.
Usually those guys don't pull anything because it was a famous John Kruk line. You can't pull fat. Usually if you stay nice and fat and not too muscular, you can't pull it.
Endeavors continues to prove us wrong.
Yeah. He's annoying at times. 617-779-7937. Coming up here on Odds and Ends. As we are at Fenway Park, it is the Red Sox and the Rays tonight. Waka Beulah on the mound. Fitzy says he's going to bounce back and give you 8 shutout innings. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.